Well, Jim Bentley, unfortunately for you, this run goes on that in the league you can't seem to get a result at Accrington. What did you make of your team tonight?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, devastated. You've got fans who've travelled over hoping that we can change it round a little bit and come out on top in one of these games. And no one likes losing games of football, but certainly against the team that's got the upper hand over you, certainly since the time I've been here, it's disappointing. But I think up until the first goal, I thought we were probably the better side. We were on top without creating much. Didn't look in danger at the back. Obviously, goals change games. You know, a little bit of luck there or good finishing, I'd have to see it again. But disappointing. It's like Northampton where we get a silly foul away and it's a free kick and we invite the pressure. I've said it too many times. It's been our Achilles heel for me. And, they've got the goal. And then we flapped a little bit after that. We didn't settle down. Obviously, losing Will Aynham was a big blow to us. Having said that, for Chris Doyle went in and did very well for the lad for his second game. But we didn't get to grips with it after that. We didn't. We stopped passing the ball and we were pretty poor and got in at half time. I've had a proper go at them at half time because it wasn't acceptable. Teams don't have to work hard enough to score against us, and that was the case tonight. And then come out second half, not much in it again. They looked like they had some good legs and hitting us on the counter, and sometimes we'd play the ball, we'd knock it long, and we were a little bit disjointed. And then obviously the second goal, which is the killer goal, was absolutely schoolboy defending, which again is poor, and it's cost us this season, because if you take the goals out of it, it's a very fine dividing line. I keep saying it in interviews, and I think it wasn't much between the two teams, but obviously they've come away 2-0 winners because they put the ball in the back of the net, and they haven't had to work hard enough for it. It was some people might say no, they've worked it well. It was a good finish by Peter Murphy, I think, who scored it. It was a great run by Bocco for the second goal, but we've given it away in midfield. We've dived in when we're not going to win the ball. They've just cut through, it was like butter, knife through butter, and it was just too easy, and that's been our problem. So it's disappointing. We huffed and puffed, but we never did enough to win the game. They had the fire in the belly, certainly when they got the first goal. It gave them a shot in the arm, and the crowd got behind them. I thought both sets of supporters were fantastic tonight. But once that goal went in, you can hear the Accrington fans really getting behind them, and drove them onto a well-earned 3 points, and I think over the whole 90 minutes they wanted a little bit more than us, which is disappointing, but there you go, they needed the points slightly more than us. They've got them, and good luck to them, but as far as I'm concerned, the Morecambe Football Club, it's another poor evening for us.
When Bocco's going through for the second goal, are you thinking stop him any way you can, but just stop him? And there didn't seem to be that.
Well, that's again, it was just too easy, Does Jack Redshaw get away with things like that, or Kevin Ellison? It was just too easy, to give the ball away where we did, to dive into challenges when you're not going to win it, to get taken on like we did. It was just too easy. And that, again, either that or giving silly fouls away, similar to the first goal. Northampton, the other week, we worked our socks off at 1-0 and we give a foul away and give a free kick and they hit the post and they have the follow-up and you drop 2 points. And too many times this season, we've given up the opposing side opportunities to get the ball in the box, and we haven't defended it too well. And that's what I say. Teams, did he have to work hard enough? Yeah, people say he had loads of desire to go through and do what he did, but on our side of things, I thought it was very poor defending, and it's not acceptable, because the Morecambe fans are behind that goal there, and they won't accept it, and I won't accept it, and that's the way it is. But it's disappointing, and as you say, if it was me, I would have took him out on the halfway line and took a booking for it. But sometimes I think we're a little bit, you see Peter Murphy there, Jack Redshaw gets a little half a yard and goes right down the back of his Achilles. Sometimes that's what football's about. You've got to make sure you do whatever you can to stop the opposition scoring. And that's what I mean. The teams at the moment are scoring too easily against us, which is disappointing.